Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. The Moth is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Moth Podcast. I'm your host, Dane Wilburn. This week, we're talking about assumptions. When I was a little kid, I made an assumption when I took a flight from Detroit to Georgia, and I couldn't wait because I assumed when I got up there, I'd see my grandparents and possibly God. When I got up above the clouds, I wasn't disappointed necessarily, but I wasn't enthused. This week, we have two stories for you. Adam Ross is up first. He told this story at a San Francisco Grand Slam where the theme of the night was off the rails. Here's Adam live at the Moth.
Good evening. I didn't know if my mom would accept me the night that she found out I was gay when I was 17 years old, but I breathed a sigh of relief when she said, "Adam, no matter what, you're my son and I will always love you." Thank you. But then she said, "Adam, since we're being honest, I have a secret too." "Okay. Your father is not your father. And even he doesn't know it." So I sit in shock as my mom explains that she'd had an affair with a man that she met right after she'd broken up with the man I'd thought was my dad. But when that affair fizzled, she went right back to my dad and didn't tell him that he wasn't the father of the child she just realized she was pregnant with. And that's how my dad and I never knew that I wasn't his son. "Wow, Mom, you win. Your secret is better." Yeah. Yeah. So last year, I got this email from 23andMe, and I had sent them my DNA years ago to find out about my genetic health and things like that. So I get this email from 23andMe, and I open it up, and it says that I have two new half-siblings that I'd never heard of, right? And the best I could guess is that these were also children of my biological father. Now, I was half right. So I message these two half-siblings, and what I discover is that we do have the same biological father. Unfortunately, that man is not the man my mom said it was when I was 17 years old, and it's not the man I thought was my dad before that. Yeah, just do the math, right? No, this is not good. Yeah, right? There's so much for mom, right? But so my biological father, I find out from these siblings, is an entirely different third man named Hugh O'Brien. And some of you may have remembered that name or heard it before. Your parents probably have. He starred as Wyatt Earp in the 1950s and 60s TV show of the same name. That's my biological father. So, like, I know I've got to call my mom immediately. I get her on the phone and tell her everything I just told you. And I ask her, "How in the world is Hugh O'Brien my biological father?" And she says, "Well, we dated, but it was 5 years before you were born, so he couldn't be your biological father. Now, this is very confusing, right? Something is not adding up, because she didn't carry me for that long. So, I mean, I was fat, but. So, you know, I go on and explain to her that 23andMe didn't just coincidentally match my DNA up with two children of a man she happened to date 5 years before I was born. And every time I say this, my mom says to me, "It's impossible." And I was just really frustrated, right, and confused. And so I said something to my mom that no son should ever need to say to his mother. "Mom, when was the last time Hugh O'Brien's penis was in your vagina?" I mean, I felt terrible, right? I felt terrible. She doesn't miss a beat. She says, "Oh, a week before," and then names the man who she'd been saying was my biological father since I was 17. And then I was like, but then, you know, like, why did you never mention that this happened? Like, didn't you think he could have gotten you pregnant? And she says, "Oh no, because he didn't finish and I wasn't on my cycle." Mom. Half the people walking the planet today are here because the rhythm method and pulling out don't work. Like, that is the opposite of impossible. It's very possible. So, I felt stunned, right? I felt stunned and betrayed like I had when I was 17, except this time it was worse because, you know, this time it felt like my mom had secrets within secrets. It was like Inception, you know? And once again, I'm there and my relationship with my mom is just going off the rails. Literally, not literally. And a week later, I'm on the phone with my mom, and I'm just laying into her about how once again she's made my life so damn complicated. And she interrupts me and she says, "Adam, you know, this is not easy for me either." And the thing is, it's like I could hear from the tone of her voice. It was really the first time I noticed it. It was like, yeah, this was really weighing on her, and I hadn't noticed that because until then I'd only been thinking about how it was weighing on me. You know, so I didn't know what to say, which is very unusual for me, by the way, not knowing what to say back to my mom. And I thought for a minute, and I remembered something I'd heard years ago about acceptance. I'd heard that acceptance doesn't mean you like something. Acceptance means that you can be with how something is, and you can be with how something isn't, even when that something is your mother. And I knew what I had to say to her right then. I said, "Mom, I am not happy about all this insanity about who my biological father is. Like, I'm not happy at all. But you said something really important to me when I was 17, and it's time for me to return the favor. Mom, you're my mother, and I will always love you." And thanks. And after some silence, my mom, she thanked me, and she said that what I had said made a difference. And I could hear from the shift in the tone of her voice that my words had lifted some of the weight, you know, off of her shoulders. But, you know, what I never expected was that when I said it, it was also going to lift some of the weight off of mine. Thank you.
That was Adam Ross. Adam Ross is an unrepentant dog lover, political news junkie, and former gay rights rabble-rouser. He discovered his passion for writing and live storytelling after escaping a terrible tech job in 2015. You can check out some photos of Adam and his father, Hugh O'Brien, and the extras for this episode on our website, themoth.org. Up next is Stephen Anderson. Stephen told this story at a Moth Story Slam in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the theme of the night was Love Hurts. Here's Stephen live at the Moth.
For this story, I have to go back in time. Back to when I had more hair and it was dark. First job I got out of college was an actor. I worked for an acting company, but we actually did acting in reverse instead of the audience coming to the theater. We brought theater to the audience, and we worked in schools teaching about respect, conflict resolution, sexual harassment, and disability awareness. Come to think of it, for some reason, I always got put on the team for disability awareness. I don't know why. At any rate, I did that for 5 years. Loved it. Actually loved it. But it's true what they say about the starving artist. And I got tired of eating ramen every night. So I went off into another direction. And I was hired by a day program for adults with a wide range of disabilities. We would work with our folks on different life skills, job skills, personal skills, skills in general. So I was working there, and we hired a speech therapist. His name was Joe. But Joe came in, and we hit it off right away. And 1 week, we had this long week. I mean, a long week. A lot of meetings. A long week. The kind of week where I'd come home and my cat would come up to me and look at me as if to say, pet me. It's like, no, I can't. So at any rate, on Friday, Joe comes up to me and says, hey, how about happy hour? I said, oh my God, yes. Yes, happy hour. He said, fine, I gotta go home. I'll get my wife. We'll meet you at this sports bar. I said, great. So I have some paperwork to do. I'll get that done. So I got there. I got to the bar, walked in. Joe and Tina, his wife, was already there. I said, and they were in a booth, and they were sitting together in the booth. So I walked over and I sat right across from them. They had not ordered yet, which is pretty unbelievable. But at any rate, the waiters came up and said, can I get you folks anything to drink? I said, oh my God, yes. So he looks at Joe and Tina, and they ordered, I think, a beer and wine. And then she turns to me and says, and what would you like? I said, what do you have? I kid you not. She kneeled down beside me. She placed her hand on my knee and said, well, we have brown pop, we have orange pop, and we have white pop. I was sitting there with my mouth dropped for like 5 minutes, it probably was like 30 seconds. And then I looked at Joe and Tia for support. They're no support, they're laughing their asses off. So I said, actually, I was thinking something stronger, like a beer. I said, a beer? Her face turned white. She looked over at Joe and Tina, who were still laughing. And finally they said, well, get him what he wants. I said, yeah, I'll take a beer and keep him coming. So I think I ordered 2 beers after that. Well, it was my turn to pay the check that time. So the check came. I said, yep, beer, 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 tip. Oh, I don't think so. I think I gave you your tip. Thank you.
That was Steven Anderson. Steven Anderson is the Director of Disability Resources at Hamline University in St. Paul. He is also a member of the Board of Directors for Access Press and Upstream Arts. That's all for us this week. Until next time, from all of us here at The Moth, have a story-worthy week.
Dame Wilburn is a longtime storyteller and host at The Moth. She's also the chief marketing director for Twisted Willow Soap Company and host of the podcast Dame's Eclectic Brain.
Podcast production by Julia Purcell with help from Rowan Nemistow at WDET. The Moth Podcast is presented by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, helping make public radio more public at PRX.org.